It's the main event, SB Nation Radio. Jake Asman, Cody Stutes with you live from Radio Row here in Miami. Now joining us here at our set is the starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Dak, thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course. Thank you guys for having me on.
So it's kind of weird saying starting quarterback of the Cowboys because to me, you're a Cowboy. To everyone, you're a Cowboy. But technically, you are a free agent. So kind of how does that feel right now?
Yeah, I mean, I'm kind of with you. I don't know what to call myself or I don't know how to feel. But yeah, I mean, just being honest with that, I mean, I think something's going to get done. I got all the confidence. I feel confident you can call me the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. Betted on myself this year, ended up in this position. I feel like something's going to get done soon. Have so much confidence in my agency and my team, and have confidence in the Cowboys that we'll figure something out.
It's something that, you'd love to start building towards and right. keep all the good momentum going, and you got some new faces around the building to get that new momentum rolling.
Yeah, I mean, obviously exciting. Coaching change, never been a part of that in my career from the head coach standpoint, but looking forward to it. Change is good, right? Change is good. It means growth, and we did some good things on offense last year, and I did some good things individually. So when you look at a season like last year, but you're looking to going into the offseason and starting over for the most part, you got to take something good from the bad or from the old, and I think we can do that offensively as we move forward. We're able to keep Kellen Moore, offensive coordinator, which is great, right? And then you've brought a quarterback guru and offensive guru on with him for them to talk and to bond their minds and come up with something great, and then we'll figure out on the defensive side. So it's a lot of excitement in the air. I'm excited for just this offseason, the direction this organization's going.
Dak Prescott with us here on the main event. So you obviously mentioned it. Kellen Moore is back as the offensive coordinator, new head coach Mike McCarthy. Was that important to you for Kellen to come back? Because you had one of the, I would actually say, and I'm sure you would agree, the best season of your career statistically.
Yeah, I definitely would say, and take the statistics away, I still think I had the best season of my career. Some of those stats are misleading, so that's whatever, but we did a lot as an offense to take that next step. Passing, running, whatever it is, if you just look at the numbers, although they could be misleading, you're one in this, you're third in this, you're top five in all of it. Misleading, but they're not telling a lie. There's a lot of good in that, and that's what Kellen Moore does. Excited for, as I said, just his growth, for him to have another year with all the guys that we have, and as I said, the direction we're going in, he's going to be a big part of the success.
A lot of those familiar faces going to be coming back, obviously. Maybe there's a chance Amari's going to hit free agency. You want Amari back? What would it be like keep throwing it to him?
Well, hell yeah, I want Amari back. You're talking about one of the best receivers.
He's pretty good.
He's really good. One of the best receivers in the league. Somebody that second to none of just getting open. His separation, his suddenness, and it's impressive. Obviously, he's a great player, and not just him, but Michael Gallup. Would love to have Randall Cobb back. I mean, Zeke's enough. I mean, Zeke. That says it for itself, and then you saw the young back in Tony Pollard, what he can offer. There's weapons all the way around. And with the offensive line we have, it's a combination that just we're ready for the direction we're going.
I want to ask you about Tyron. He looks like the Terminator when he's walking out there. All the gear he's got on there, and then he terminates those pass rushers, takes care of you on the backside.
He is the Terminator, exactly that. I mean, the guy wears a knee brace on his elbow. He's impressive. He's a freak of nature, but he's a great football player, somebody that studies his butt off, works hard. And he means a lot to this team.
Dak Prescott with us here on the main event, starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And we're going to call him that because he's confident the deal's going to get done between him and the Cowboys. How about your new coach? What's the relationship been like with Coach McCarthy? Were you excited when you found out that he was obviously going to be the next guy in charge?
Yeah, I mean, never been a part of anything like this. Didn't know what to expect, but once I got the news, I was excited. He's won a Super Bowl, and that's enough for me. He's coached Hall of Fame quarterbacks. He's coached future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. So I know he's going to offer a lot, something that I can improve my game on and improve my career on. But when you've got a Super Bowl and you come into a locker room full of men that don't, and that's what we're trying to go after, it's going to be easy to follow.
Talk about the Super Bowl, that's what Jerry Jones is always talking about. You can't talk about the Cowboys without talking about Jerry. What's the relationship like with Jerry? How often do you talk with him, and how fun is it to have a guy, that involved, that excited? Some owners just kind of sit back, they're not there, but Jerry's there and excited about the star.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to appreciate his passion for the game, his passion for the star and for the organization. It goes a long way.
Dak, when you look at, your former head coach, he's now the offensive coordinator of the New York Giants, Jason Garrett, going, of course, to coach up now Daniel Jones. What type of OC are the Giants getting? What type of play caller is Garrett going to be for a guy like Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I knew Coach Garrett as a head coach, so the whole play calling deal, I'm not too sure, but I know in his time of play calling, it's been, 9 or 10 years, he was great. I mean, had top 10 or whatever, maybe even top 5 offenses every year, and so he's a great mind. I know that, and I know he's going to prepare, and I know he's going to have those guys prepared and ready to go. Just hate that he had to stay in the division, but that's just bad for him.
Jason Garrett revenge game twice a year, does that concern you?
I mean, it's the New York Giants. It's not the fact that Coach Garrett's over there. The fact you say the New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, that's enough. That's a rival. That's an in-division opponent. The fact that he went over there, I guess you can say, adds to it. But Cowboys, Giants, that's enough.
Dak, what do you want to accomplish this offseason? What do you want to do this offseason? Well, you know, on and off the field, getting ready for football, but, you know, away from football, what do you want to accomplish?
I mean, obviously you want to get something something done on that standpoint with the Cowboys.
But outside of that,
I mean, I just want to improve. I just want to improve on the game. I'll take some trips. I'll go across the pond. I'll go somewhere. But other than that, I just want to improve on my game. I'm just somebody that I'm always thinking about football. I'm always thinking about how I can get better. So whether it's physically, mentally, or whatever it is, I want to find a way just to continue to get better.
How much better do you think you can get as a quarterback? Because there's no doubt, I mean, since you've come into the league, you have drastically improved. And obviously, you have shown signs of being a guy that could carry a franchise. How much better do you think you still can be?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to put a ceiling on that. I'm not going to put a limit to my potentials. And that's because I'm somebody that's gotten better each level, each year of my career. And that's because I put in the work, and the work pays off, and that's all I really know how to do, and that's all I'll continue to do. But what's great and what's exciting is I've been able to continue to prove in these first 4 years, but then you look at some of the greater quarterbacks in the across the league, those guys are older, and they're still improving. So to be 26, and I know I've got a long career ahead of me, but I'm going to get better each and every year. I wouldn't dare put a ceiling on that.
Speaking of being an older quarterback, you're kind of the elder statesman as far as the quarterbacks in the NFC East. A lot of young talent at the QB spot, but you're sort of leading the way. You've been around, and you're just getting started.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, right, we've got this young wave of quarterbacks coming in. As you said, I'm on the older side of that, but which is great for our game. First off, those quarterbacks that are that wave that's headed out, so thankful for them, the route that they paved, opening up the doors that they made. And showing us that we can play till we're late in our 30s, 40s even. And some guys might even try to push the 50s limit. So who knows? But it's exciting. It's an exciting time in the NFL with all the young quarterbacks and the youth taking over.
Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott with us here. We're going to get to what you're doing with Sleep Number in just a second. But I'm curious, the viral video of you warming up that was everywhere, is that something you've always done? Did you realize at the time, hey, this is going to be something that's going to go viral on social media, people trying to imitate how you get loose before a game?
No, I mean, that's simply just a warm-up and activating my body, dude, activating my hips. And I've trained with a guy named John Beck, who's part of the Tom House group. And that stuff, as I just said, those older guys, Brady, Breeze, Matt Ryan, they've been doing that for years. But when you're a part of the Cowboys and the visibility that they offer, when you do that warm-up before the game and it's a prime-time game and they catch you, it starts from there and you get coined the name. But those guys have been doing it for a long time, but then it got coined Dak Dance and we've had fun with it. And it's just been something cheesy, but it's simply just a warm-up for me that the world's have fun.
You got to get a commercial out of it somehow. You got to do something with the Dak Dance.
Well, I'm here on behalf of Sleep Number, but I have a lot of other sponsors, so check out my platform and there's a commercial, there's something, there's a spot intact.
Okay, so you got something where you give us a little, okay.
There's something. It's not Sleep Number, and that's who I'm here with today.
Sure.
But check it out.
Let's talk about rest. Let's talk about sleep from the body to the between the ears, man. Sleeping is really important.
Yeah, your body and your mind is a computer, right? And when a computer needs to shut down and it needs to sleep, it just does it. It doesn't ask you for it. And so it's the same way when it comes to your human body, and you have to treat sleep that way, right? If your body needs to sleep, give it to it. If it needs to rest, give it to it. And I've been fortunate enough to be able to sponsor with Sleep Number, now going on my second year, who this is my competitive edge. Simple as that. From the moment I started working with them, I was 3-5 when I got to bed last season, and it showed you. Went on to get a 6-game win streak or whatever it was, made the playoffs. Studied it this past offseason, worked with them, and moved into this year with it. And just literally from the time I wake up to be able to check my Sleep Number IQ score and to be able to compare it to what it was yesterday, check how long I was asleep, my heart rate, my REM. When you're a professional athlete, it's about getting that competitive advantage. And for me, when you're so in tune to checking everything and to watch everything you're doing and to monitoring everything, whether it's your weightlifting or whether it's eating or whatever it is, why wouldn't you do the same for sleep? And Sleep Number and the Sleep Number 360 bed allow me to do that.
You know a DB's tendencies. Why shouldn't you know your own sleep tendencies?
100%. And that's the whole point, right? Is I get my score in the morning. I see the routine that I slept in. And the next day, it's about how do I improve for that. And I've actually seen those numbers directly correlate to my best performances on Sunday.
Our Kirk Cousins told us he's a starfish. He just splays out, lays out on his bed, goes to sleep like that. You a side sleeper? You a back sleeper? You a belly sleeper? I can't sleep on my belly. I'm too big.
I am a belly sleeper. Okay. I'm a side and belly sleeper. If I want to pass out, I can just go on the stomach, but either side of stomach for sure, not the back.
He's the starting quarterback. We're going to say it's starting quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott, kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time here on the main event, SB Nation Radio. Dak, I want you to have a great offseason, man. Thanks for your time. And obviously, when you sign the new deal and you want to let us know and come back on, feel free anytime.
No doubt. Appreciate you guys for having me.